You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's named after the concept and also halakha, because actually the subject's about lighting the menorah. So lahadlik means to light. So actually we must have been, should have been, behadlakatecha. This is behaalotecha. One of the reasons that Rashi HaKadosh brings, that we have a halakha when you light the nerot Chanukah Shabbat, you cannot just create a spark to the wick and then move your hand. The halakha is, as you are aware of this halakha, you have to wait, you get a good flame, and then you move your hand. So that's why the name of the parasha is Beha'alotecha, Aliyah. That means the flame has to be created before you move your hand. So obviously your question is, what difference does it make? You give it a spark, and then light the other one. But the outcome is the same, no? What difference does it make? No, you give a good spark, kosher spark. What's the difference that you just give it a little ignite and then move your hand, or make sure it has a nice flame? You care about the wick. You have to care about the wick, because the wick is going to cry and say, hey, why did you leave move your hand? What's it caring about?
With the respect to light it properly, not just doing a job.
But anyway, it's going to light. What's the difference, doesn't it?
The respect to bring the radusha.
That's a respect?
Yes. When you give respect to anything, bring the radusha.
Understand. But if I'm lighting it anyway, and it's going to give me the flame that I need, so what difference does it make?
We learned that from Aharon HaKohen in the parasha, that every time he was lighting it, it was like he was doing it for the first time.
Right, of course. Yeah, but that's not the... the detail that is requested from him. And we observe this as a halakha today. What difference does it make? Happened to be a story about a mother. She was getting old, and three children. So the three children, they had a meeting, and they decided, you know, our mother is getting quite old, so we have to make her happy. So how do you make her happy? One decided to buy her a nice condo in Cholon. Bat Yam. That's better. That's a better area. So the other one says, you know, I'm going to buy her a Volvo.
You're going to buy
a
what?
A Volvo.
Volvo?
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's a good car in there, you say, no?
Is a good
car here also? What's the best car in this society? One boy is good? For Subaru?
Subaru,
no. Audi? Okay. So now, the third boy didn't have so much money. He says, you know what? I'm going to buy her a parakeet. So he goes to the pet shop and ask, you know, you have a parakeet that knows all the Tanakh, Torah Nevim Ketuvim. So this way, my imma listens to, you know, to the parakeet and, you know, learns Torah. So he says, yes, how much? $5,000, you know, buys the parakeet and gives it to her imma. So about a month later, the son, the bat, the condo in the Bat Yam, so calls the mother, says, what's happening? You know, you're happy, everything okay? He said, no, I get lost in this house. I don't know where to go. You know, it's too much cleaning. I don't want it. Give me my apartment back. I don't want the car. And the house. So you sure? You know how much this condo costs? So now, it's too much for me, you know, there's too much work for me to clean up and this and that. I'm not comfortable here. So, okay. So the second boy calls the mother and says, Ima, how's the Volvo? She says, don't ask. you know, I'm getting so much tickets. And in Eretz Yisrael, they keep giving tickets and you cannot park anywhere. I say, Ima, you know how hard it is to get in the bus? I say, yeah, I get in the bus, talk to people, all this, you know. I cannot go on with this car. Take it back. You know, take it to Volvo dealer and get a refund. So the third boy coughed, saying, Ima, how's the parakeet? Says, the Ribono Shel Olam gives you all the brachot in Torah. So, wow. Ima, you happy with the parakeet? So the mother says, this was the best gondi I had in my life with the parakeet. I never had such a delicious gondi in my whole life. Said, Ima, why did you do the parakeet? I said, I made a gondi. I said, you're supposed to learn Torah from this parakeet. So now the Ima enjoyed the parakeet in the Abgosht, in the stew. Now, back to Aaron HaKohen. To light the menorah as a requirement, and it is, many times, our attitude is no different than the mother that makes the gondi out of the parakeet. That means, many things that we might say, it's just only out of our lips. It's like a tape recorder. We memorize things, or we read things, but nothing is downgraded to our system. Scary. Then again, you say things, you talk about many, many, many things, but nothing is, it's not affected you whatsoever. Chazal, the sages, they call it Misafa Bachutz. For example, Gemara Sanhedrin, he brings an example. Doeg is a great, great sage. I mean, great chacham. At noon, the Torah back and forth and could interpret many, many subjects in 100 ways. And here we see that nothing left from him. Not his neshama, not his knowledge, anything. Everything was erased completely because of what he did to the Adonai Chavos Shalom. So here, Tzatzon HaShem is teaching us, when you light the nair to create the light, you cannot give it a zap. It doesn't work that way. You have to get a flame out of it. Why? Because many times we feel, you know, there are many, many sections in Judaism that we like to have, to attain. Gives us a good kavod, right? We feel good. But that's not the purpose of Judaism. It's not that you feel good or you feel, you know, you should have it. But if it doesn't make any change in you, your attitude is not accepted. Your behavior is not kosher. Why? It's only... it's a lip service. I don't think it's the right attitude to kiss a tape recorder. You know anybody kiss a tape recorder? Huh? No, it says Divrei Torah, you know, or cell phone. Your cell phone, like let's say, after, you know, some people, they do Birkat Hamazon and Amidah from the cell phone. You seen it? Mm-hmm. They kiss it afterwards? Why? You kiss your Siddur? You kiss your Tehillim? Mm-hmm. Well, how come you don't kiss your tape recorder? Because it's a tape recorder. You erase the whole thing. Same thing, it looks the same. It looks the same. So now, if you feel that, you know, to be a tape recorder is good enough, that's absolutely not true. It's not accepted. And that's what the whole task here is. You give the spark, you have to make sure, you have to make sure there's a flame there. You cannot move your hand. You see, if you just move your hand, so that means, okay, give it a zap, give it a spark. But that's not the task. The task here is, the Torateinu HaKadosha is given to us to make a better human being out of us. A better direction that we have to follow in every aspect of our life. Every decision that we make in our life. Every move that we make. Anywhere we go. We have to make sure, Chas v'Shalom, you're not committing a lip service. Because if it just makes sound and there's nothing being downloaded to my system and disrespecting the word of Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm disrespecting the essence of Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful point here is. That we have to make sure, as the Navi complains, Bisfata Yechabeduni, but Libo Rachok Mimeni. The Navi screams, the Prophet says, Ibn Shalom says, what are you doing? He says, oh, you know what it says in Parashat Va'alotcha? You know what the deep inside he has? But Libo Rachok Mimeni. The love is not there. He's just moving his lips. But there's nothing there. And that's why Ribbono Shel Olam was complaining. Bisfatav, yechabeduni. But libo, somewhere else. He's not here at all. He's not here. And that's what exactly the whole task is. Make sure that Chas v'Shalom, that the word of Ribbono Shel Olam will not go to waste. You have to make sure the mix of Bidon Adam, we improve, we elevate Bezat Hashem, getting more Kadosh and more positive Bezat Hashem to bring Shekhinat Yishvarach Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.